Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
I don't know about you guys, but so many times when I walk into the grocery store, I am so confused by these labels, these words that I just don't understand. And listen, I'm a nutritionist. Wellness is what I'm supposed to be an expert in. And if I don't understand, I can only envision what you guys must be going through. To help us uncover, to learn what actually these words are, I brought on the best today. Today I'm bringing in registered dietitian Deborah Graciano, who's going to help us. Deborah, help us because we're so confused. We're going
to
make sense of these labels. How are you doing today, Deborah?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Deborah, listen. From organic to gluten to people actually think these are diets, why is there so much confusion? What is on this label?
Well, I think companies do that on purpose. I think they're trying to market their products and sell their products, obviously. And it leads people to believe that these things are healthy when in actuality, they might not even be healthy. For instance, gluten-free. For some people, they need to be gluten-free. For instance, someone who has celiac disease. But for others, completely not necessary. So the companies are doing this on purpose because they're trying to sell their product.
It is amazing. Products, people will do anything to sell their products. And you mentioned gluten. I believe it's only 1% of America actually has a celiac disease. But what we're doing these days is that people have presented us, celebrities have presented us with gluten being an actual diet. It's not a diet. It's
not a diet whatsoever.
Exactly. So, you know, as a registered dietitian, you're seeing this when you go shopping. Are you seeing this with your clients, too, that they're actually believing organic and gluten, these are diets, and they can help them lose weight?
Definitely. It's one of my biggest pet peeves when people come to see me is they think when they tell me what they're eating, they say, oh, I chose gluten-free this and gluten-free this. They're saying it as if they think they're actually getting something that's healthier. And I have to tell, I would say, 90% of people who come through my door that gluten-free doesn't mean anything. Gluten is a natural part of food, so there really is no reason to avoid it unless you have an issue with gluten, whether it be celiac disease or a gluten intolerance. Same thing with organic. In certain instances, I would recommend organic. There is such a thing as a dirty dozen, which I think a lot of people are familiar with. Other than that, you know, if you can afford organic products, great. It's really not necessary at the end of the day, though. It really, I think it makes people lose sight of what they're really shopping for.
Sure. Now, when you said organic in the dirty dozen, we're referring to fruits and vegetables and the produce section when we're talking about the dirty dozen?
Correct.
Okay. And there's some, if people don't notice, there are actually some fruits and vegetables that we can purchase that don't have to be organic. If Deborah, we want to tell people what they should look for in fruits and vegetables, what would be the biggest difference that we should look at right away, the consumer that wants to go in and buy fruit and they're scared because, oh my gosh, it's organic. This one's not organic. Is it healthy? Is it going to be bad for me?
What should people look for right away? That's, again, you know, I would hate to see people not eat fruits or vegetables because they're not organic. So in a certain situation, if you have an option, I would buy the fruits or vegetables that are organic if you're eating the outside. So it's, for instance, something like a banana. If you're not going to be eating the peel of the banana, there's no necessity to get that organic. But again, in certain situations, if someone's given a fruit, they don't want to say no to eating the fruit just because it's not organic. I mean, that really defeats the whole purpose of it. If you have the option and you're eating the peel of the fruit, go ahead and buy organic.
Interesting. Now you bring up a very interesting point. With these fruits, I see on so many packaging, especially being a father, made with real fruit, juice cocktails. What is it about these that draws people in? Is it that they think they're getting something good? And they think they're getting fruit in it when actually they're getting nothing?
Definitely. Again, it goes back to how these companies market these foods, and they're preying on people. They're preying on parents, especially. Anyone who's a parent wants to do the best thing for their child. So you see something like that stated on a package, and of course your eyes go to it, and you think, oh, I'm doing something great for my child. But start looking at ingredients of foods. We lose sight of what we're really shopping for. You need to look at what is in the food that you're putting in your mouth and in your kid's mouth. ingredients are so important, and I think it's being ignored. You can't just go by these little words that are on the packaging. Again, they're there to get you to buy it. They're there as a marketing ploy. Start looking at the labels and look at the ingredients of what is in there.
So true. So true. It's almost feeling, I almost feel like these brands are trying to pull the wool over our eyes just to get their brand inside my shopping cart. So there's another word that really gets to me, and it's whole, because we see it so much with whole wheat and this whole wheat bread. And some of these whole wheat breads have enriched white flour. I mean, when we're looking at something like bread and these label lies, and I always call them label lies and lingos, what should we look for in terms of labeling on bread that is going to tell the consumer it's good, it's okay to eat?
For breads, I would always suggest looking for 100% whole grain. It has to say 100%. Otherwise, like you said, they are mixing flours together, and they're very well putting maybe 80, 90% of that flour being white flour, then the rest of it is whole wheat. So unless it says 100% whole wheat, you very well could be getting a product that has quite a bit of white grain in it or white flour in it. For breads, my suggestion also is try to look for more bakery-style breads. Mm-hmm. Look at the ingredients. If you pick up breads in the supermarket that are more kind of brand-type breads, they are putting so many additives in these breads, and these breads never even go stale. You can have a loaf of bread in your house for quite a long time, and it never goes stale. If you buy a bakery bread, it does go stale. And that, to me, just shows you which is a better product. You have a food that has natural ingredients in it and less chemicals. Bakery-style bread is always the way to go.
That is so interesting. And along the lines of bread, they even brands actually use colors. Because when we see the color brown on any sort of bread, we're getting, we're getting a healthier slice of bread. It's amazing what these brands will do. What do you feel about that, the color brown? Do you hear that a lot? Oh, it's brown. It must be healthy for me. I should
purchase it. Definitely. People will come in my office and I ask them what they're eating, and they'll say, I had a sandwich. What kind of bread? Brown bread. Well, what does brown bread mean? It could, again, very well be white bread, and they're just putting food coloring in it, or they're putting a very, very, very small amount of whole wheat bread in it. So this is, again, comes back to the ingredients. You need to look at the ingredients of what you're eating to know exactly what's going in your mouth. Always go food shopping knowing that they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes at the end of the day. You have to be very, very aware of what you're doing and what you're buying.
That is so interesting. So, Deborah, if people wanted to find more about you and your tips, where can they go for to get the truth about the label lies and lingos?
You can go to www.riverfrontnutrition.com.
Deborah, it was so refreshing not only to have you on the show, but also to help the consumer realize the wool that is being pulled over their eyes. I can't believe it. From colors to words, from organic to gluten, we are just drawn into this label lies and lingos. And what is it doing? It's making us very unhealthy. Deborah, thank you so, so much for joining me, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Great. Thank you, Jay.
To learn more about this show as uncovering the label lies and lingos on the food packaging, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com.